Blog Talk Radio.
Nora Jones, and it is 10 minutes after 6, and our first word on the Packers with Davey Miller is next on The Breeze. We welcome Davey in this morning. Davey, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you, Dave.
Well, the Packers came off their bye week looking pretty good yesterday and beat the Detroit Lions at Lambeau Field. 22-9 was the final score. I guess a lot of people predicted it might be a high-scoring game. If you would have said both teams would only have a touchdown each, I would have been a little bit surprised, but that's the way it turned out yesterday.
Yeah, I too predicted that the game was going to be in the 30s for each team with the way that our defensive backfield had been playing the first three games. Now, of course, for the Lions, Calvin Johnson was missing, so that certainly had something to do with the Lions' inability to move the ball somewhat. Green Bay's been a little bit lethargic on offense, in the passing game anyway, all season. The running game certainly has been picking up since the 49er game. You had rookie running back Eddie Lacy 1 yard shy of being the third running back in 3 weeks in a row to gain over 100 yards for the Packers. He missed it by 1 yard. But the Packers are searching for their identity, or starting to build their identity because of that newfound running game. They put an emphasis on it in the off season, and it's certainly paying dividends right now. And it's going to be paying dividends more and more as the weather gets colder, Dave.
Well, the Packers really seemed very focused on running the football yesterday. They stayed with it and stayed with it. And as you mentioned, Eddie Lacy was not spectacular, but solid, and was just churning out yards. And the Packers defensively had a decent ball game yesterday with, you mentioned, the absence of Calvin Johnson, which changed the game a little bit. And nonetheless, a win for the Packers yesterday. Now they go on the road. They play at Baltimore against the defending world champions, who, you know, their team also searching for their identity in some ways. They lost some of their marquee players after their Super Bowl championship, but always tough on the road in the NFL, and I'm sure Baltimore will be ready for the Packers on Sunday.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't get any easier for the Packers. They're playing their first-place schedule, having won the division last season. Every week it seems like they're playing one of the best defensive fronts in all of football, and that's certainly going to be the case again against the Ravens. Then you got on the other side of the ball, you got Joe Flacco, who, just like Aaron Rodgers, signed a $120 million contract in the offseason. So I think the Ravens think pretty highly of him as well. So, yeah, that's going to be another new challenge, but, you know, you got to lace them up and play who's on the schedule. And as you mentioned, the Super Bowl champions are next.
All right, one final note on the first word on the Packers this morning. Fox Sports 1 now reporting that Clay Matthews suffered a broken thumb in yesterday's game against the Lions. His playing status is uncertain at this point. I know we'll know more as the week goes on, but Clay Matthews, of course, is an impact player, Pro Bowl player, but also a player that has had a little trouble staying healthy the last couple of years.
Well, ever since he's gotten to Green Bay, he's had those hamstring injuries. This was the first training camp, in fact, that he didn't have that injury. But then all of a sudden, 2 weeks ago against Cincinnati, it flared up again. But as you mentioned yesterday, he's got a broken thumb. Do not know the status of if it needs if he's able to play this Sunday or not. We're going to have to wait and see. But on the defensive side of the ball, he's a Calvin Johnson for the Packers, so that would be a big blow if he's out for any length of time.
All right, Davey, we'll leave it there for this week. And for folks that missed the first word on the Packers or would like to hear it again, tell us where you're at these days.
Yeah, LombardiAv.com. There's all kinds of Packer articles over there. I do some writing over there as well. And you can listen to the first word on podcast. If you missed it this morning, you can just go over there on LombardiAv.com and catch it over there as well, Dave.
All right, David, we appreciate it. We'll catch up with you next Monday after the Packers and the Ravens play on Sunday.
Okay, sounds good.
That's Davey Miller. That's the first word on the Packers right here on a Back to Work Monday on The Breeze.